In all things, I love doing my best in this moment. This is the foundation for my eternal best. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. In all things, I love doing my best in this moment. This is the foundation for my eternal best. Most people don't take advantage of the fact that the moment you're doing anything is the only moment you're doing anything. And if you will give your very best at the moment that you're doing something, well, the second thing is you won't have to do it over again, which is a nice thing. And also, if you do your best at the moment you do it, you can say, das ist getan. It is over. It is done. It is complete. It is fulfilled. Basta. End. You're now free to go on with something else and never to have to think about that again, unless they want you to renew it or something. But this is what life's all about. If we will give our very best at the time that we're giving anything at all, it will be our best. I use kids all the time. The kid runs in the house and says, Mommy, Mommy, you know. And she says, not now, I'm busy. But Mommy, not now. And then she shouts at him again and again. And he says, but Mommy. She says, well, what is it you want? She says, Junior just got ran over. What? What? Oh, ha, ho. You see, I won't say she deserved to have Junior ran over, but when parents do not stop when their children are asking a question, just for a second, and say, what is it, dear? And find out, terrible things sometimes come out. Well, the mother ran outside, just to put you all at a little more ease, and Johnny ran over him with his bicycle, and Junior's laying there screaming and hollering and mad, but he's not hurt. But he got run over by Johnny's bicycle. Well, Johnny, why were you so careless to run over your little brother like that? I didn't see him back there. I was just rolling backwards. You know, just like Daddy does in the car. When he ran over my bike, and he ran over my coaster, and he ran over my scooter, and he ran over my skates, and he ran over my doghouse. Yep, you know, what can a mother say? Father's setting a very poor image, very poor example. But so Mother picks up Junior, and she says, well, Pumpkinhead, how are you doing? I mean, he's screaming his head off. And, I hurt. Well, where do you hurt? Here, here, here. Well, come, let's kiss it and make it all well. And so she kisses it, makes it all well, and she gives him a tender type of hug like Irene gives, you know, a tender type of hug and a tender type of kiss. And the kid's, oh, he just melts in her arms. And all of the hurt is gone, and all of the things of the problem are gone, and life goes on. And then, what's the next thing that Junior wants to do? I want to get on that bike. Too big for him, but I want to get on that bike. And so Mother said, okay, we'll put you on the bike. And so she sets him on the bike. His feet don't reach the pedals. His hands almost don't reach the handlebars. But he's on the bike. And Mama holds him so he doesn't fall off and slowly walks along with him as the pedals go around, and he's satisfied. Then she takes him off. She says, now you stay out of the way so that you don't get run over again, because you know I almost lost a lifetime when I thought something happened to you. I love you so much. And so the older boy got a message too, not to run into the house with a story that's half there. It was all there as far as he was concerned. But he didn't want to take the credit and say, I ran over him. He got run over. And you know, that's a terrible image. And I know you're glad that we straightened that out for you, because you would have been all morning feeling sad about it. In all things, I do my best in this moment. So think about that. Do your best in this moment, because it's the only time there is. And when you do your best, it's done. It's done. And you don't have to do it over and over again. This is the foundation for my eternal best. Now, if you go to school and you do your best in each class, and then you graduate. Now, you're not going to have memorized all the things or learned all the things in all your classes, but what would you like to come away from elementary school knowing? What would you like to come, anybody, what would you like to have learned in elementary school?
To write and to read.
What would you like to have learned in elementary school?
Arithmetic?
Yeah. And what would you like to learn in elementary school?
To write and read.
Well, you know what I like to learn in elementary school? Mm-hmm. How to think.
Oh,
how to
you
think.
Are so wise.
I know I'm so wise. But yeah. How to think. If the children know how to think, they'll know how to read and write. They'll know arithmetic. They'll know all these things. But if they don't learn how to think, if they don't learn how to use their head and know that in their head they have all things, this is why the most difficult class I had, but the most fun-filled class, was my arithmetic class, where the teacher, and this was both in geometry and everything else, he would tell us stories, and we had to know the answer when the story was done. The five boys went for a trip, and they went 5 miles each now. Mm. And you know the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got to come up with, you got to keep these things all in your mind, and it's distracting because he has them do all sorts of things that don't count. But you see, that's learning how to think. And learning how to use your brain, and learning how to be alert, and learning how, when people talk, not just to listen to them, but to hear them, to hear what it is they're trying to say, which may be very different from what they're actually saying. Mm-hmm. And my brother Johnny Jr. got ran over, you know. Now, what did he really mean to say? He meant to say, "Mama, I was a careless boy, and I rode my bike over my brother, and I made a bad mistake, and I'm sorry, and he's out there crying his head off." Well, it's a whole different thing. She knows the whole story right away. She's not going to be angry with him. She's going to think he was kind of careless, but she's going to go take care of the little boy first and get him in order, and then she'll take care of the older boy. She'll say, "Now, you have to be more careful. You're the big boy around here. You have to watch where you're going." And, "Well, Daddy rolls over my..." We don't pay any attention to what somebody else does. Did you like rolling over your younger brother?
No.
Well, then be more careful. Look before you go back. And we'll say that to Daddy, too. But look before you back up. But also, John, don't leave your toys in the driveway behind the car. Because that's a dangerous place for toys to be. Toys get annihilated behind. And what's annihilated? They get crunched. They get crashed. They get destroyed. Oh! Isn't that right? So, and it's not the car's fault. It's not Daddy's fault. But it's your fault for leaving it there. Now, we could take it a step further. It's Daddy's fault, too, for not walking around his car first to see that there's no little bodies under it and cats and other things, you know. And this happens. When I start my car, I usually start it and just leave it run for a moment in case there's any cats around. They could get out from underneath the car because they just love to get in the engine. They love to be everywhere they're not supposed to be. And you think that they'd get so dirty doing that. But they come out all right. In all things, I love doing my best in this moment. And that's an important thing to do. It's an important thing to do. To do our best in this moment. When we do our best in this moment, everybody loves us. Everybody thinks we're so wonderful. Because we are thinkers. We are people who act upon intelligence and emotion and sensitivity, which is the same as emotion. And that's nice, you know. Now, is it necessary? No. We could just be, as Ingeborg says, mathematicians, you know. We could be just cold, hard mathematicians. Walk around your car before you get in it. make sure that your mirrors are all set before you take off. And of course, I tried to do this when I drove in town with the girls yesterday morning, and everything is black outside. You can't see. So then I got on the highway, and the mirrors were down here and up there and, you know, every which way, because somebody had been touching the switch for the mirrors without realizing which way the mirrors were going. So I was straightening out the mirrors while I was driving, which I shouldn't have done. I probably should have stopped, pulled over, made sure everything, because once you're on the freeway, you know, you got cars behind you, you can check your mirrors out. But when there's just darkness behind, it's kind of hard. But all things I do, my best at the moment. Now, what would I have done? I should have picked up the car myself and gotten it from the garage, because then the garage would have been lit. I would have got in the car, and there would have been lights in the garage, and I could see the rear view mirror, the top mirror, and everything, and neatly organize it before I go anywhere, and then adjust the seat, then open the garage door, you know, turn on the engine, and move out, and I would be in a position where I could be in charge from the beginning. But the trouble is, it was parked in front of my house, and someone else drove it who was a different size than me, so that the mirrors were slightly adjusted differently. As I move the seat around, and I move this around, you know, and so, but you always stop and do your best. Always stop and do your best. I could have turned on the outside light at the house, and it would have given me back reflections, and I could have seen too, but I didn't. And it's not a wise thing to go around half-mirrored. But in all things, I love doing my best in this moment. Are you doing your best in this moment, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Are you always being loving and gentle and and kind and thoughtful and that sort of stuff?
Yes. When I have the possibility to do it.
When you have the possibility to be loving, gentle, and you have the possibility of doing it always. It's just that sometimes it's a little more impressive than other times. But you always have the possibility. Well, let's put this in practice and make this something that's very important for all of us, that we do our best in the moment, because the moment is all we have. Think on these things, because this makes our life a lot happier. And just remember Junior and his bike, and Daddy in the car, and my throat is perfect. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
Have a good day.
You.